Says, we learn from a pasuk that someone who skips over davening while intoxicated, Hashem holds back tzaros that were destined to occur to him. Rabbi Yechanan says the same idea, but says we learn from the pasuk that one who holds back from davening while intoxicated, Hashem holds back tzaros that were destined to occur to him. The difference between the two understandings is whether one can go to sleep while intoxicated and have someone wake him up for davening, which is what Rav Sheshes would do. According to Rabbi Yechanan, is not allowed. According to Rabbi Chanino, one cannot daven until he would awake on his own. Chiyab Rashi, the name of Rav, says someone whose mind is not settled shouldn't daven. Chanina didn't daven on the day and he was angry. Rav Ukva would not judge on a stormy, windy day. Rav Nachma Yitzchak said judging requires a clear, good weather day. Baya said on a day that his mother would ask him to pass her some kutach, he was not able to concentrate on his learning as well as he usually did. Rava said on a day that he was bitten by a louse, he would not concentrate on his learning as well as he usually did. The mother of Marba, the son of Rina, would make him a set of clothing for each day of the week to help prevent an issue with lice. Rav Yehuda said nights were created for sleeping. Rav Shlokesh said the moonlight was created for Torah learning. Rav Zera said his teachings were sharp because he would learn during the day. Chista's daughter was asking why he didn't nap. He answered there'll be plenty of time to rest after death. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said we who learn are daytime workers. Rav Achav Yaakov would have a set amount of time he set aside every day for learning. If he was busy and couldn't reach that time by day, he would complete the hours at night. Rav Elazar says one should not daven for 3 days after traveling because he can't properly concentrate. Shmuel's father would conduct himself like that. Shmuel wouldn't daven in a house that had beer because the smell would intoxicate him. My papa wouldn't daven in a house that had harsona fish. Kinnina said someone who becomes appeasable when he drinks wine has one of the characteristics of Hashem, who allowed himself to be appeased when he quote-unquote smelled the carbon of Noach. Abchia says one who drinks wine and retains a clear mind is like the 70 Sanhedrin. Yayin is gematria 70, soid is gematria 70. When wine goes into a person, typically his secrets come out. The person who doesn't let that happen is therefore like the 70 Sanhedrin, the Shivan Zakanim. Chanan said wine was created to console mourners and to provide reward for the wicked on this world. Rav Chanan bar Papa said, true bracha is when one has wine flowing freely in his house like water. Below he said, a person's true character can be seen with his cup, meaning how he acts after he drinks wine, with his wallet, if he deals honestly, and with his anger, if he doesn't get angry often. Kaisai b'kisai b'kasai. Some also say it with his laughter, the way he acts when he's laughing. Through the name of Rav said, if there are two chatzeres situated one within the other, the people of the inner can only get to the street by walking through the outer, and one yid and one goy live in the inner chatzer. The one yid lives alone, and one yid lives alone in the outer chatzer. Rebbe and Rav Chia each prohibited carrying in the outer chatzer unless the rights of the goy are leased by the yid. Rav Shesha said, Rav said this according to Rav Meir, who says that a yid, even one yid, may not carry in a chatzer which he shares with a goy, which would be why they then prohibit carrying in the outer chatzer as well. Rabbi agreed with Rav Sheshes. So Rav Yehuda said, if he's following Rav Meir, why does he need to give a case of a yid living in the outer chatzer? Why can't he? Living in the guy by himself with one person would be enough to say it's also. We can't say that the reason they gave it the circumstances because that was an actual case, because Rav himself said that the yid of the inside chatzer may carry within his chatzer, which Rav Meir says is also. So if he didn't follow Rav Meir, he must be following Rav Lez ben Yaakov. However, according to him, the guy does not prohibit unless there are two yidden in the chatzer, and here there's only one. If so, the people of the inner chatzer would also not prohibit carrying in the outer chatzer, because the rabbanim say that if the people of the inner chatzer are not prohibited to carry, they don't prohibit the people of the outer chatzer to carry either. To say that Rav followed Rabbi Akiva, who says that even when the people of the inner chatzer may carry, they still prohibit the people of the outer chatzer from carrying, was also problematic, because why does he have to give a case where there's a goy in the inner chatzer? Even if it was only yidden in the inner chatzer, the halacha would be the same. The son of Rabbi Yeshua said Rav was following the views of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva. We're dealing with a case where an Erev was made among the Yid, and therefore the reason it's usher to carry is because the Erev is not effective due to the presence of the Goy. Rabbi Elazar asked Rav, what's the halacha with regard to carrying in the outer chatzer in a case where a Goy and a Yid lived in the outer chatzer and a Yid lived alone in the inner chatzer? Maybe Rav only said it's usher carrying in the outer chatzer in the last case because it's typical for a Yid to live with a Goy alone in an inner chatzer, since he doesn't have to worry about being attacked by the Goy, because the Goy would be afraid that the Yid of the outer chatzer would come looking for the Yid of the inner chatzer and would realize that the Goy had murdered him, and therefore we would be goyzer and would prohibit carrying in this chatzer. However, maybe it's not typical for a yid to live with a goy in the outer chatzer, because then the goy wouldn't be afraid to attack the yid, because if the yid of the inner chatzer came looking for the yid of the outer chatzer, the goy could always tell him he went out into the street, and therefore we don't have to be goyzer in that case. Or maybe the goy is still afraid of getting caught in the act of murder, and therefore a yid would live there, and we'd have to be goyzer to prohibit carrying there, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav answered, carrying would be usher in this case as well. Mara says, Shlokesh and the Talmidim and Rav Chanina were at an inn and wanted to join in an erev to permit carrying on Shabbos. However, there was one house in the chatzer that was owned by a guy and was rented to a second guy. The second guy was not around to try and lease his rights from the chatzer, but the owner of the house, who was a guy, was around. The Talmidim asked, can we lease the rights from the owner of the house? They said, if he may not terminate the lease early, and we clearly can't lease the rights from him, but if he could, do we say that since he... he could terminate it early, we can lease the rights from him. Or do we say that since he has not yet terminated the lease, the Maisa, it's not yet terminated, and therefore we can't lease the rights from him? Shlokah said, since this is a question of Halacha de Rabbanon, let us be lenient and lease the rights from the owner, and when we reach the Rabbanon in the south, we can ask them what the Halacha is. They eventually asked Rav Office, and he told them that they acted properly in leasing the rights from the owner.